Steve, happy Monday.
Yeah, you as well.
It feels like a while since you and I have actually recorded one of these. For the last couple of weeks, it's been me and a guest.
Yeah, it's been kind of random, I guess. Vacations, traveling for shows, and I think we missed one because my daughter was sick. So
yeah. So shows are the timely topic for today. You just got back from ATA. What notable standouts from that? I know it's one of those things we've talked about it even on the podcast before. When you go to it year after year, it doesn't necessarily seem like everything's new, but at the same time, you end up always finding something cool, right? Whether it's big or small. What's notable from ATA for you this year?
It's exactly like you said. I think this is like my 9th or 10th year in a row, which is kind of blowing my mind. How fast time goes by. Honestly, I hate to say it again, but there wasn't anything that really, really jumped out at me. I mean, I know, yeah, I said maybe it's like your, like my daughter, like, you know, you just see her every single day, and
yeah,
there are bigger changes happening if you waited like 6 months and then, you know, kind of look back. But, you know, what's funny is I remember, I think it was last year, summing up the double or a Primos, the double bowl blinds had come out with like the see-through blind.
Yeah.
So on the inside, it's basically complete see-through, but you can't see into it. It's really quite ingenious. They came out with a little, basically portable kind of turkey shotgun blind. It's like 30 inches tall, and basically it just forms a 90. So each wall pops out and is, you know, 36 inches wide. And I was looking at that, like, that could be a really, it weighs like 4 pounds. It's tiny. You just throw it in your pack. That could be a really useful tool in a lot of hunting situations. I was like specifically thinking about like our late archery hunt that we have up here. A lot of times you like want to sit a trail, a good crossing point or something like that. But it's like, you got no cover around, or, you know, you just kind of sit near by the closest bush or tree that's going to give you cover, but that may not be the ideal shooting lane. And with this thing, I think you literally just pop it up in front of you and, you know, stake it down or tie it down or something like that. And it's like an extremely portable, lightweight blind. I was pretty impressed by it.
That sounds cool.
And just the fact that you can see through it just kind of changes everything, you know?
Yeah.
It just doesn't block your view, yet they can't see you. It's like cheating. So
yeah.
Shot the new Hoyt bows down there. You know, I'd already shot them, but again, was really, really impressed. Can't wait to get mine. We were actually just talking about this prior to starting to hit record, but kind of rode all of the e-bikes that are out there. I've been kind of curious about getting one for a few years. You know, I don't have a lot of hunting where I could use one. It's either completely closed off here in Idaho for us. Anyways, it's either the road's closed, all motorized. And I think that's a discussion to see like where an e-bike fits into that. If you can or can't use it on a closed road for motorized vehicles, but it's either that or it's completely open for motorcycles or something like that. And then in that case, you're just better off on a motorcycle. So it'd be, anyways, I was interested in it. The Backcountry e-bikes, it's I think a newer company out of Utah. Talked with that guy, and definitely he had some, I enjoyed talking to someone who's knowledgeable about their product and really kind of went through all the details, covered like why they made certain decisions. And I have a pretty extensive mountain biking background, so I could, just kind of go through stuff and ask a lot of questions. And it was fun chatting with them. So
yeah.
Decided to maybe get one. I think we're going to try to get them up at the Northwest Mountain Challenge shoot, so people could actually be on a mountain and rally it down a road or something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be really fun. Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, it was just, I love – there's so many, you know, industry friends and stuff that I get to go chat with and hang out and have a beer or two. And it's always great just to see old friends and recap how the hunting went for the last year.
It is always interesting, too, more and more products being publicly released before the show. Even though there is new gear, it's not necessarily ATA is the first time you've heard about it or seen it.
Yeah,
just thinking,
yeah,
like, the bows are released, you know about them, maybe you've shot them. Same way for a lot of the accessories and stuff. So it is pretty interesting now how the timing has changed. Because if you go back years ago, there used to be a lot of legitimate product reveals at the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was like kind of the intent of the show.
Yeah.
Right. Is reveal new products. ATA is a dealer show. A lot of people get in that that shouldn't be there. They're just somebody wanting to start a video company, and they do allow like media people if you you know send them some credentials and stuff like that. And then a lot of buddies of people, you know, get to go in. And anyways, it's a dealer show. It's designed to give, you know, the archery pro shops and stuff like that first look at new products and hands on with the new products, and then they can go back to their shops and tell all their customers about them. And obviously in this day and age of social media and the old interweb, things happen a lot faster, and everybody knows about all the products well in advance of these shows. I think there's only a few companies that actually keep things quiet and do an official release at the show, which, you know, I think is kind of cool. But I also get why all the bow companies are slowly creeping their release date back and back and back. I mean, I think it's, you know, most of them do it in October, November now.
Mm-hmm. It's almost interesting because they're right up on the edge of, if they get any sooner, they're releasing next year's bow before this year's hunting season.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I mean, yeah, it's, which, yeah, like I said, maybe it works out. Maybe they found that it's good timing. They kind of do that release when it's slow. You know, I'm sure, like most companies, or at least here at EXO, November, December's our slowest month of the year. People are wrapping up their hunting and they're not necessarily buying packs. So it's probably the same with a bow company, that, you know, that's a slow time and a good time to launch something. And then that way they go into the shows ready to roll.
So speaking of shows, I know you're headed to SHOT next week, but then shortly after that, we're going to be at some shows to hopefully see some of you guys. So we wanted to let you guys know in this podcast episode where we're going to be in February. And first up, we'll be at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland, Oregon. And that's February 6th through 10th, booth BCH4. And so, yeah, hopefully see you guys there. We'll be right with Born and Raised and a whole bunch of other guys, and it'll be a whole bunch of fun that week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that show. And not, it's a long show with long hours for sure, but it's fun. There's gonna be a lot of great people there, and I know we're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, so if you guys are up in that area up northwest, definitely come say hey if you can make it. We'd love to meet you, see you, and if you want to see EXO Mountain Gear packs, we'll certainly be able to show you those. And then we'll get a day and a half break or so, Steve, and then be traveling and then go into the Western Hunting Expo in Salt Lake City. That's February 14th to 17th. So, you know, Valentine's Day, right? Like, my wife is so thrilled I'll be gone and at a hunting show for Valentine's Day. So February 14th through 17th, and that'll be booth 4412. So another big fun show. And yeah, I imagine by the end of those 2 weeks, Steve, we'll need a little rest.
Yeah, it'll be a long, doing those back to back will be a long couple weeks for sure. So, but, and then one note for guys, we decided we're basically going to sell packs down there. We'll probably have some type of show special, but we won't actually be bringing packs for you to walk away with. They'll just be like, we got some guys in the shop orders. We'll put the order in and they'll probably ship it that same day. That way it just makes life a lot easier for us, because bringing all the different bag sizes, bag colors, belt options, all the accessories, it takes up like two trailers full of stuff. And so to keep things simple, just because we're going to be back-to-back shows and kind of chaotic, we're just going to have product on display and then just ship it to you basically immediately. So
Yeah, and the other good part about that is it just frees up our time and it makes the booth less chaotic. So if you're trying to get in the booth and see packs, you know, we're not there ripping apart packs to build a guy, you know, his belt size and bag size. And it definitely makes things smoother. So yeah, it's, you can't walk away with a pack that day, which is a bummer. But as you said, Steve, we'll be shipping it pretty much right away, ship it for free and make it worth your time. So yeah, even if you're not shopping packs, just come say hey. See you at those. Again, that's the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland, February 6th through 10th. The Western Hunting and Conservation Expo in Salt Lake City, February 14th through 17th. So if you've been wanting to see the packs in person, definitely a great time to do it. All right, so that's a wrap on this week's Monday Minute about show season. As always, thank you guys for tuning in. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, etc., shoot us an email to podcast@exomountaingear.com.